Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
And my pleasure to welcome our special guests in studio this morning, Pastor Jeffrey and Cookie Naidu. How are you both? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Martin. I'm awesome. It's a privilege to be here. Thank you for having us.
So good to have you here. And you represent Greater Love Foundation.
That's right. That's right.
If ever there was a good name for something and for people doing great work, it's Greater Love Foundation. I love that. Tell me more about it.
So, Martin, Greater Love Foundation was founded at the height of COVID when people were going through really tough times, and I felt the Lord speak to me and say, I need to be prepared to lay down my life for others. You know, they were going through tough times. We saw people struggling. We saw people fainting due to simple starvation.
You know,
you'd never think a simple meal would change a person's life. That's when we realized we needed to change the narrative, and hence Greater Love Foundation was birthed from that time, and it's continued to grow since.
Actions to those words. I love it so much, and I love the way that you put it in the letter that you wrote to Good Morning Angels, saying together we can destroy starvation.
Amen.
And create opportunities, skills, and change destinies, and map a brighter future for all. I love the way you put it. And how's it going since you started it?
It's been so amazing, Martin. We have become unstoppable.
Oh,
we want to do just more and more.
And where do you operate?
So, Martin, we started off, we operate from our home in Centurion. But we reach out and we network, because we started off with a simple bucket of soup, a few loaves of bread, and we were feeding about 70 people.
Okay.
This is 5 years ago.
Yes.
And we reckon, we got to start somewhere. You know, oftentimes people want to get hundreds of thousands of rands to say, when I got it, then I'm going to do something. No, we started simply in an impoverished area called Danville.
Yes.
Where there's so much of homeless people. So we just went out feeding the people and just continuing, and we take pictures. The purpose of the pictures is not to show what we are really doing, but it's about creating an awareness so people can support us. We don't sit with deep pockets. And we go with what little we have, and we touch lives.
And who supports you? How do you keep going?
It's tough. We've got a handful of supporters, which I'd like to give a shout out when you allow me to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to give credit to the people that keep you going. And while you open your phone there, I just wanted to say that COVID highlighted it, the intense struggle. But in a country like South Africa, it doesn't end when a disaster like COVID ends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why I'm proud of you for keeping it going, because the need, it's there every single day. And when you've got a platform and you've got a yearning to help, you should do that. And that's what you're doing.
Absolutely, Martin. So the thing is, my wife and I both come from corporate backgrounds, professional backgrounds.
Oh.
But when we went out, Martin, if you go and feed someone, a child, an adult, regardless, and you've seen people faint and pass out, how do you go back to normalcy?
Knowing what's out there. Yeah.
I tried so many times to say, I told my wife, you know what? Let me go back just for a period, you know, so that I don't have to rely on support from people, whatever. We can earn enough to do this. And no, it means 4,000 meals next week would not be prepared.
Sure.
How many?
4,000 meals a week are prepared.
4,000?
4,000 meals a week.
You've been called.
And we believe that this is only the beginning. And it's not just my wife and I. It's not about us. We have a network of wonderful men and women of God that reach out and want to make a difference. And those are the people that we network, and we resource, capacitate, and get them out there doing the work.
Love it. Who supports you?
Okay, I want to give a shout out to Villa San Giovanni at the Vanderboom Airport.
Oh,
awesome guys. They've been supporting me for the past 5 years. We reach out with beautiful pasta platters every week to reach out to the poor, the old age, and impoverished families.
Wonderful.
So for 5 years, without stop, you'll meet Luca and Christian brothers. They absolutely love doing this. It's charity birth from their dad. Shout out to Excello Washing Powder. They've supported us with detergents every month without fail. Bird & Co. from Groenkloof. They give us carcasses at which we use to cook for the people. Mumu restaurants, we get 2 to 3 tons of meat from them every month.
Wow. Just like,
wow. That's generous.
And that is distributed between 30 to 40 different stations of feeding. We've got Spa Groenkloof. We'd like to get more where we get our bread. We need more bread. People live on bread. They need it. We'd like to get more. But Spa has been consistent. Fidan Developments, they've given us consistently every month meat supplies and various other products. Lucky Bread Company in Centurion make the most beautiful sear butter and sourdough breads. Please go and support them. They've been supporting us. Tswane Market, my wife goes as a bully to all the agents to say, I want tomatoes, I want cabbages. And there's times they call her and say, ma'am, I've got 10 tons pumpkins or cabbages, come and fetch. Then our other challenge is transport.
Yes.
We're very limited, but we make the most to try and get all our pastors involved to do the work and make it lighter. And then we've got Richester Foods, who gives us sweets. Mm. I mean, sweets always opens the door to say, yeah, come, let me help you. So these are a shout out to a few people that have been supporting us.
I'm so proud.
I'm not mentioning individuals. There's a few individuals, but we'd like to get more corporate support.
And I love the fact that you acknowledge the people. It's not just about you. It's a whole community looking after other communities. So good job. 4,000 meals a week.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who actually did the cooking? Were you standing in front of the pots yourself, literally cooking these meals?
That's how we started. I'll allow my wife to get in there. She's the cook.
Well, I thank God that I grew up on a farm where I know how to make an outside fire. So we got a sponsor to give us pots, and I started making a fire outside and cooking in these large pots, and we would take it out with our vehicle, go to the different communities. And then I realized that I cannot do this on my own. Let us start working with other pastors, with other community leaders, and let us set up soup kitchens in the different communities where we can provide them the resources so that they can start their own feeding programs. We will still be the supplier of all the resources, but let them also start doing the work. And that is how we came up to almost 4,000 people
every
week.
Look at this food. I've got some pictures here of the food. It's looking good. You do a great job. Listen, so let's reach out to some of our great supporters and friends that we have on the show. And one of those, definitely the round table. En altijd lekker om je te zien, Arjen van der Rooyen. Bye, welkom terug in je atelier.
Dank je, Martin.
And the round table also across South Africa, they reach out, they do so much for so many people, and their efforts in doing fundraising are just endless. They're just always there, and I love partnering with them. It's always a great time having them on the show. So, Ayn,
yes,
van Jellekant.
Yeah, it's an amazing story that you guys when we heard about it, we were like, we have to get involved, because we're also a young men's organization. A lot of us have corporate lives, so we have to get involved as well, and we'd like to support you, and we'd like to see how we can get more involved with you.
Wow.
So apparently you guys lost a lot of these foods and that power outage a few weeks ago. So we'd like to support you and help you replenish of what you've lost. So we'd like to donate 25,000 rand to help you support of what you've lost. And
Wow. Thank you so much.
That would
really help us in a big way.
It's a pleasure. We'd really love to help.
Good job, Brown Table. And also from Good Morning Angels side, we'll also add another 25,000.
Wow.
Thank you.
So just keep doing what you're doing. We are also, once again, taking hands with the Round Table, and we do this thing called the Warm Fest, Warm Fest Tour, across the provinces in South Africa, where we also collect blankets. Some people bring food, and these oaks distribute sometimes on that night after the show and all the kair. They go out and they make sure people get their blankets and their food. En ek gaan oor 'n paar oomblikke gaan ons hierdie jaar se toer aankondig. Ayn,
yes,
wat baie opwindend is, maar jy wou dalk ietsie daarso gee.
Ja, so as a start and as a commitment for you, we'd also like to donate 100 blankets to your cause as well.
Awesome. Wonderful. We have something called the Ninja Blanket Drop, which we go into Pretoria Town. This was started by a very dear friend of mine, Ilonka. And a shout out to Ilonka. I know she's listening. We'd go out into Pretoria Town, and while the guys are sleeping, the homeless, just go and drop off a blanket and move away. Don't stay there or anything. It's called the Ninja Blanket Drop.
Love that.
That's fantastic. Yo, so, we're winter nights, but I'm sure we can be referred to as ninjas as well.
Yes, winter nights and the ninjas take hands for a blanket drop.
That would be amazing. Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. Nice to meet you both. And I can feel the love from all your supporters and what you do. Keep doing what you're doing. Reach out to them. Find them. Greater Love Foundation. Bye-bye, Donkey. Iron and Iran Table. We'll announce the tour in a couple of moments' time, and that's your way of being part of this amazing community of giving and sharing. I'll tell you more about that in a moment.
Martin, one more before I go, please.
Yes.
I need to give a shout out to my mom, 85 years old.
Aye.
When we lost my dad in 2001, she's been feeding at least 200 people every week.
It's in
that's
the family.
One of the things that we support that she does every week. 85 years old, going strong and still continuing. Wow.
Love to all of you. Good job, angels. Good job.
You're with your roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.